Hi, this is dictation for William Cosby, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, S, William Cosby, C-O-S-B-Y, date of service 7-12-2022, date of birth 6-13-1944, and date of accident 10-9-2020. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation subsequent to an accident that occurred on 10-9-2020, where he was a restrained driver alone, and the car hit his driver's side on a large freeway near Livernois. His car spinned and turned around 180 degrees facing the Livernois. He was unable to find the other driver. However, the impact caused him immediate headaches and pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, and lower back, with occasional radiation to the left leg posteriorly, and some pain in the knee and legs. Today, he reports that he has been improving, and his pain in the left shoulder is only 4, and he can move only 120 degrees of abduction. Pain in the right knee is almost completely better. It is no more than 1 or 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he can walk up to 3 blocks easily. Lower back pain is 6. Occasional radiation to the buttocks and posterior part of the thigh and leg up to the ankle is reported, but it is much less often. ADLs that are affected are 6, and pain level average is 6. And 40% improvement in the pain has been reported by the patient. ADLs that patient reports affected are work 7, although he doesn't even work. General activity is 6. Rest of the ADLs are not affected. In the system review, patient reports mild headaches, which are not too strong and they are not too often, without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, balance problems, or any memory problem, focus problem. The patient has no anxiety, depression, panic, and mild difficulty in sleeping is reported. In the pain, patient has pain in the lower back, mid-back, upper back, neck pain. And he has stiffness in the shoulder, especially in the left shoulder, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and occasional numbness to the both legs posteriorly. In the GI, patient reports nausea, vomiting, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequent painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. He reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol. In the substance abuse, patient reports no abuse of any substance. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 127/84, pulse is 79, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 6-9-2022, dictation number 0623-073. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue the medications, which are Celebrex 200, once a day, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, Isanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lunesta 1 mg for sleep at night, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for pain stomach protection, and topical pain relief with Voltaren gel and Lidocal patch. Patients provided Tramadol ER 100 for pain relief. Ferricet 60 tablets, headache relief are provided, and they are refilled on this medication. The patient reports good recovery, good pain relief, and good sleep, and improvement of his function substantially. The MRIs are found positive for a bulging disc in the cervical and lumbar spine, but the patient is not consenting for any injection treatment. His shoulder showed no abnormality, MRI. therefore no other treatment is needed. I am cutting down to the physical therapy to once a week just to maintain him. He is supposed to do therapy at home. He has been placed on a light duty job. If there is any he wants to do at home or around, 7 hours, 7 days, 7 pounds, with other restrictions. Thank you. He'll be seen in a month's time. He does not want any injections to the lumbar or cervical epidural or even shoulder. So, thank you.